Hello, thanks for joining me today. It's Addie. I need to go get my state ID, and since that entails taking my picture, I want to look beautiful. I thought I might as well talk about putting on makeup while I do it and prepare to go. One tip is to do not be wearing the clothes you are going to go out in while you're putting on your makeup. I also have very long hair, so I braid it and have it out of the way so it doesn't interfere when I'm trying to look my best. To start out, I use a moisturizer. I use oil of Olay. This one has the 15% sun blocking because I want to look 30 forever. I think a woman's age, her weight, and her previous lovers should all be a secret. Anyway, and this bottle is like $23. It's really expensive. It's about 7 inches high. It has a little pump on top, and I just pump it once, and that's enough for my face. You put it on your forehead, over your eyelids, make sure your eyes are closed, over your nose and your lips, and your chin and cheeks, and I go all the way over to my ears and all the way down my throat. And if you run out, just do a little more. It comes out pretty good, and it has a nice light smell, so you're not walking around smelling all heavy. And make sure you rub it in completely. A person's face is usually oilier in some areas and drier in other areas. Like in a T shape, like across your forehead and then down through the middle. It's usually the oilier places. And your cheeks and going out further from there are usually your drier areas. So make sure it's rubbed in completely. And then you can stand out in the hot sun and do your fundraisers and whatever without having to worry about getting sunburned. And getting those age lines. So once that is all rubbed in, and mine is, close it up so it doesn't dry out. Now some ladies have maybe some pock marks or blemishes on their skin, and so they use a liquid base. You can always find out what your skin tone is at a makeup counter in the store. There's fair, there's medium fair, dark, mocha, all kinds. So you find out what your skin tone is, and then you buy the foundation, is what it's called, that matches your skin. I fortunately have clear skin, and so I don't use a foundation. I, however, do use a powder base, and I use the Physician's Choice Non-Talc Mineral Powder, and it's transparent because, like I said, I have good skin, and so I just want that smooth, soft feeling. It's about, oh, I'd say 3 inches high, and the top of it's oval, and the bottom of it's flat, and you open it up, and there's this little brush in there, and you take it out, and there's this little tab that you pull, and voila! There is this little tray in here with little holes that you can just wipe the brush around in, and then brush it over your face. Use an upward kind of, I brush like from my nose to my ear in kind of an upward brush, you know, just lightly feather it over your face. Get your neck too. Make sure you get your neck with your moisturizer too, because necks can show, you know, how old you are or whatever just by how they, you know, they appear. And so, and I put my, this really has no smell, and I like that. So I have that all. I got it all over my forehead and chin and everywhere. Just cover your face with it. If you need a toned colored blush, powder, then like I said, go to your makeup counter and find out there. Now, generally, during the day, don't put on mascara. That's usually an evening thing, if I'm going out or whatever, because it can be a pain to put on. And I would rather not deal with it on a daily basis. My eyelashes are dark, so I'm lucky. But there's a plane going over, or a truck or something out there. Oh, it is a plane. Now, ladies, when I am putting on mascara today, though, because I'm getting my picture taken. But I'm going to put it on lightly. Now, here's a tip. I'm using a Maybelline black mascara. Here's a tip, though. Use the short brushed mascara stem. The stem should be short because the long ones are harder to direct. I have found that out. Now, let me see. Sometimes it's easier if you hold the brush steady and then kind of move your eyelashes a little bit around it. It's tiny little gestures, and I suggest you practice. I'm going to put some on, and I can't talk while I'm putting on my mascara, so please bear with me for a minute. Once you get it on, let it dry. I did my left eye. Once you get it on, let it dry before you attempt the other eye. And if you smudge it, then try and wipe it right away. Having the moisturizer underneath will help you get rid of that smudge. I hate smudging my mascara because if it gets too tabby, you can't tell where it all is, you know? And the reason I put it on after my powder is because if I have to redo it and wash my face, then I don't have a whole bunch of stuff to take off. I'm going to do my right eye now. All right. Yay! No smudging. I do love when that happens. That's the black Maybelline. Now, my blush is also Maybelline, and it's a kind of like a pinkish. It comes in a rectangle flat container, and it has a little brush that goes with it. And I usually do brush it back and forth in the blush itself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. And then starting right below your cheekbone, brush it lightly up and down, all the way back and forth across your cheek. Okay, once you do that, then using an upward brushing gesture with your brush, brush it over your cheekbone, up from that area that you just put it on. Brush it up over your cheekbone. Always go up, and if you're on the right side, go up and to the right. Up and to the right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. On the left. And I lightly up and down along below my cheekbone, right there on that line. And then up and to the left. Brush, brush, brush. Starting right below a couple inches, you know, below your eye, right there on that cheekbone area. Up and out. Done. Next, I am using a Maybelline Bronze Gleam eyeliner. And put your eyeliner on before you put your mascara or your eyeshadow on, my friends. It's always better that way. Now, this has a little... It has a little thing that you turn that the eyeliner will come up and out of. And at first I didn't really like this because it was like, where is it? You know, it's so soft and kind of hard to feel, like almost even softer than pencil lead. So it's kind of hard to feel, but I touch it with my tongue very lightly to see if it's out far enough to actually draw. Now, eyeliner goes below your eyelashes. It goes below your eyelashes, along that rim of your eye, right around the rim of your eye. I suggest closing your eyes almost all the way and slowly putting the point to in between your eyelashes till you feel it touch either the upper or the lower rim of your eye there, and then lightly draw along your eye. First do the upper and then the lower, and you can feel if it's in the right place. I'm going to do it. I can't talk while I do it though, so here we go. You know, women have to hold their mouth a certain way when they're doing their eye makeup. Kind of almond shape eyes, and so they're kind of catty looking. So I like to emphasize the outer side of my eyes and kind of give it that exotic look. I'm doing my right eye now. Like I said, you will be able to feel it if you're in the right place. And the nice thing about this is if you accidentally do get it in your eye, it does not burn. Now, I am going to wear... Now we're to the eyeshadow. You can buy all kinds of different colors. Browns seem to be in. I'm not into brown, though. I like greens and blues and grays and purples and pinks, that kind of thing. I have a beautiful blue. It's kind of a turquoise blue, I guess. And since my eyes change colors, sometimes they're green, sometimes they're blue, sometimes they're gray, I like this turquoise color because it usually makes my eyes green. Now, before you do anything else, before you put on your eyeshadow, run your finger over your eyebrows and kind of brush them around a little bit, and over your eyelashes to make sure you don't have any kind of powder or anything clinging to them. Now, this turquoise color that I'm using, and I do the same thing with this eyeshadow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, usually about 6. And you start from the middle of your eye and go outward. The middle of your eye on top and go outward. The middle of your eye on the bottom of your lid, the lower part of your lid, and go outward. Then do from the middle of your eye, close to your eye duct, and out across the eye. Yeah, I need more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. On the same eye, my left eye. And I go across the top, I go all the way across the middle, and I go all the way across the bottom of the upper eyelid until it covers my whole eyelid. And it's soft and powdery. It's kind of hard to feel, but once you get the hang of it, you can get it on pretty smooth. This is Maybelline Smooth, by the way. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for my right eye. I do the middle out, upper middle out, lower bottom middle out, not the bottom eyelid, just the bottom of the upper eyelid. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I do from the eye duct across on the upper, lower, and middle. Everybody always asks me, how do you get your eyeshadow so even? The sighted people, they just don't get it. Like, well, it's magic. That's right. Okay, so I have the turquoise color on, and because I want my eyes to kind of appear greenish, like I said, I'm going to use a gray to accent my eye. Now I have a soft, almost a silvery gray, smoky gray. Oh my god, my stomach's growling. Ignore that. Anyway, so I brush the side of my little makeup brush 1, 2, 3 times. And this soft gray I'm going to put right on the line where my eyelid and my eyebrow meet, right there, right across, all the way across. So it kind of borders, makes an upper border of my eye. It's like an arcing. And I usually do it like, oh, maybe 1, 2 times, 3 times, brush, brush, brush across. And I'll do my right eye now. And if my tummy growls again, I might not even put this on. Okay, so now I'm doing a brushing it lightly over the arc of my upper eyelid underneath my eyebrow. Now, with this gray, there came a dark gray, and so I'm going to put this dark gray, 1, 2, 3. Oh my god, 1, 2, 3. I should put backup music so you guys don't hear my stomach growling. I know why it's growling. I ate some grapes and some yogurt for breakfast. Now, this will go on the bottom of your eye, on your bottom lid. And what it does is it goes like maybe a third of the outer lower edge, and right there in that little outer crease of your eye. It goes right there. So you just do like one little stripe along the outer edge. And so it kind of makes a little, how do I explain it? You start kind of like in the, almost towards the middle of your bottom of your eye, right there by your lower lashes, and you draw with it, really. You draw along that edge going out and just a tiny bit on that crease on the outer part of your eye. And that kind of like outlines your eyes. Now, gently put your finger over your, you know, just gently brush your finger over your eyelid to make sure it's all smoothed out and even, because we want it all even and beautiful. There we go. That too is Maybelline. Oh, I apologize. My mascara is L'Oreal. It is not Maybelline. I apologize for that. Now my lipstick is Maybelline Pink Tawny. And I will usually put this on just before I go. I'm not sure what time it is.
The time is now 32 minutes past 8 a.m.
So I have to leave at 9 o'clock. So I'm not going to put my lipstick on right now. But when you do put it on, you know, you can feel when it traces along your lips. And again, you have to be careful what color you use. You know, you don't want to use a brilliant color if you're a very pale person, and you know, you don't want to look gaudy or anything. You want to look beautiful. Now, I am to go today. I am going to wear some earrings. I have a double piercing in each ear, and so I'll wear earrings and just accessories. I have a beautiful necklace of diodic glass that a friend of mine from England sent me, and I will wear that today. And along with something that accentuates my figure. And I will be all ready to go. And, I will squirt on a little Charlie Red. I got that for my birthday. So, and I'll be all ready to go. Thanks for being with me while I put on this makeup. And you guys have a great day. Fare thee well.